The land of Israel is an eternal gift from God to the Jews. An eternal gift. No expiration date. Even when the Jewish people sinned against God and were left in the wilderness for all those years, God never said, nope, you blew it, so I'm taking it all back. The Bible also tells us in Revelation how the land of Israel is to be watched as a foretelling of the end of days and the return of Jesus. But going back to the land of Israel, being an eternal inheritance of the Jewish people, it can't be more clear. This can be found starting in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, where Abraham is called by God to leave Ur and go to a place known as Canaan. The land of Canaan then became known as Israel. Starting again in verse 1 of chapter 12, now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Then in Exodus chapter 6, starting in verse 6, God tells Moses, therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. In the midst of what's happening between Israel and the Palestinians, there are those who say they believe the Bible, just not that part about Israel and the land that they embrace. Some argue that some or even all the land of Israel belongs to the Palestinians, referring back to the times when Islam invaded and overtook Jerusalem. That's why some claim that Jerusalem is a holy city for Islam. Well, let's look at the facts. How many times is Jerusalem mentioned in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible? Take a guess. Higher. Higher. Alright, I'll tell you. 942 times. How many times is Jerusalem mentioned in the Quran? Zero. In fact, the Quran states that the Holy Land, Jerusalem, belongs to the Jewish nation of Moses, the Israelites. You can find this in Quran 5:20. And mention O Muhammad when Moses said to his people, O my people, remember the favor of God upon you when he appointed among you prophets and made you possessors and gave you that which he had not given anyone among the world. So from that verse, we understand Jerusalem is a sacred city, according to God, but it's not a sacred Islamic city. That's due to the fact that its sacredness was set in stone before the existence of Islam. You see, the Word of God is not up for reinterpretation or modernization to fit some sort of specific agenda. There's a reason why God instructed Moses to bring him tablets of stone for God to engrave the Ten Commandments onto. It's because God's Word is solid and eternal.